Christopher Griffin may look like a typical college sophomore fresh from high school, but he served 4 years as an Army medic before attending Stetson University in DeLand. When he got here after returning from Iraq and leaving the rest of his unit in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, he felt pretty out of place.
I was driving back and forth from my unit a lot. I was having troubles transitioning from the military to civilian life, and I couldn't find any other groups or anyone to speak to around here. So my buddies and all was like, why don't you just, why don't you just find other veterans around Stetson? I was like, it's not that easy. I can't. There is nothing around Stetson.
So Griffin started something. He's now the president of Stetson Student Veterans Organization, or SVO. Right now, the group is using a small conference room in the Continuing Education Department as a temporary meeting place. It's just getting off the ground with about a half dozen official members so far, but Griffin says its mission is important.
The Student Veterans Organization is just here to help people transition. We're not trying to, haggle them at all if they've already transitioned or they feel their best way to transition is just forgetting about it, and that's their own business. But if they want to speak with another veteran, then we are there for them.
The SVO's faculty advisor is also a veteran, Continuing Education Director Bill O'Connor. He's the reason the group can use the Continuing Ed conference room for now. O'Connor says he expects more student veterans, and soon, since 23,000 troops are scheduled to come back from Afghanistan by the end of the summer. Many of them will use their post-9/11 GI Bill benefits, which O'Connor says include tuition and a monthly living stipend.
Which around here is a little over $1,200 a month. So now they can actually focus on their education, not wondering how all their bills are going to get paid, because they're going to get that money too. And the post-9/11 GI Bill also gives them $1,000 a year in fees and books.
Knowing the details of the post-9/11 GI Bill and working with student veterans is not in O'Connor's job description. He does it voluntarily. He's also part of Stetson's new Veterans Task Force, a group of faculty and students that advises Stetson on the best ways to be welcoming to student vets. Right now, Stetson's DeLand campus does not have a Veterans Affairs office, although its sister College of Law campus in St. Pete does. While it was a student that helped enhance veteran services at Stetson, at Seminole State College, the administration made the first move. But students quickly became a part of things there, too.
See me. Now we're headed to my office, the VA office. Just grouped here in.
Ryan Brown is distracted from his tour of Seminole State's Oviedo campus by a phone call from a fellow student who needs his help. Brown is in a Veterans Affairs work-study program while he earns his bachelor's degree. Seminole State officials beefed up their veteran services in 2009, at the same time the post-9/11 GI Bill went into effect and made jobs like Brown's possible. His duty is to help student vets navigate class scheduling and education benefits.
It gets complicated fast. Sometimes I start talking to the counselors to help them understand it, and you see their eyes glaze over, so it's good to have a VA rep. And also, I'm a veteran myself, and I'm also using education benefits, so that really helps, because then I can relate to everything they're going through.
Brown served 4 years in the Marines before starting college. He says SSC also has a new Student Veterans Association. Brown agrees that military life is very different from the civilian world, but he points out that veterans have a lot to offer in the workplace.
Veterans bring a lot of skills and benefits with them. Advanced leadership training, advanced teamwork skills, very good mission accomplishment, task-oriented behaviors that are very good for business.
Back at Stetson, student Christopher Griffin says he brought other positives back to college with him, like a strong motivation to succeed, powered by thoughts of his friends still serving.
I beat myself up when I don't do something, because I sit there and say, I couldn't get a paper done when I got buddies right now deployed to Afghanistan that would, kill just to have a couple of hours of sleep. So for me, I look at it as, why didn't I do that paper? I've done more than that in a day's work, and I couldn't just sit down and write a 2-page paper. I owe my buddies more than that.
Stetson and SSC aren't the only Central Florida colleges that have special programs for vets. The University of Central Florida has a new Veterans Academic Resource Center with veteran-specific advisors and special events. Valencia State College and Rollins College also have VA offices. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.